The best choice you can ever make is an informed one.
Local Government Elections 2021
on 702.
Right, let's focus our attention now on Ekurhuleni. It is a key part of Gauteng, not only in terms of the many millions of people who live there, it's a critical part of the regional economy. And when you say critical to the Gauteng economy, what you really mean is vital to the South African economy. So what we're going to be doing, as I said, we'll be chatting to a number of different parties over the course of the next hour, starting with the two that I wish to introduce now. First of all, joining us from the African National Congress, currently Executive Mayor of Ekurhuleni, and representing the ANC in this conversation, Mzwandile Masina, welcome and thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. How are you, John?
Doing well, thanks. And yourself?
I'm trying.
Good. Sivuyile Ngodwana is a candidate representing the African Independent Congress. They had a very successful 2016 local government election back in 5 years ago. They won themselves 4 seats and played a part in putting together the coalition that governed the city. Sivuyile Ngodwana, welcome and thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, John.
Mr. Ngodwana, let's start with you. Since you were part of the government of Ekurhuleni, how would you look back on the last 5 years? How do you think you've done?
John, I would say we did a very good job in Ekurhuleni in this term, taking consideration that we're working through a coalition government, of which it's something that is difficult for other parties to do. So for our coalition in Ekurhuleni, we worked very well up until to the end. Up until today, everything that we did it together. We've achieved a lot of things because we'll remember that we are coming from a disadvantaged background. So this coalition has managed to send kids to school. Remember that it's one of the major things because our youth is not working. So we did manage to increase the bursary from 10 million up to 100 million. It's also electrification of informal settlements, the building of housing. We did a lot as this administration.
So, Mr. Ngodwana, if this administration did as well as you say they did, and it was primarily led by the African National Congress, why wouldn't the voters just vote for the ANC? I mean, why would they vote for you?
Why would they vote for us as the AIC?
Yes, I mean, if the administration with a huge ANC, mostly run by the ANC, did so well, why not just give the ANC the vote directly?
Remember, the AIC make sure that the service delivery goes to the residents of Ekurhuleni.
Yes.
Without compromise, yes.
So, Mr. Masina, often people look to political leadership, not just to talk about the good things they've done, but acknowledge their mistakes. What are the things in the 5 years that the ANC in coalition has run Ekurhuleni that you haven't succeeded in doing? And what have you learned from either those deficiencies or those mistakes?
Well, in government, there are a lot of mistakes that happen. But the ability to correct them is what distinguishes us. For instance, if you look at issues of service delivery, you are working on the bedrock of the very old infrastructure that can no longer cope with the numbers that have come to Ekurhuleni. Just in 2000, when the metro was started, there were almost just below 2 million people. We are currently sitting at 4 million people with the same infrastructure. So one of the lessons, we had to make the best with the limited resources that we had, but also we had to develop mechanism in which we can quickly respond to some of the challenges. For instance, you know, if you look at the south of Ekurhuleni, which is Katlehong, Vosloorus, Thokoza areas,
yes,
the area is extremely problematic. You know, our sewer network is falling because of sinkholes that are happening there. But we took time before we could ask the intervention of national government, purely because we lacked technical information initially.
So,
and we have since gone to national government to request them to assist us, because it's a major catastrophe that is facing us as a city. 52% of our land is dolomitic, and as a result, we are unable to deliver or to discharge our responsibilities broadly. So it's one of the areas that I could identify as a major weakness in the system of government. But otherwise,
so
I think, as Mr. Ngudana is saying, that a lot has happened under this administration without seeking to compete, you know.
Yes.
One of the lessons I've been preaching, even within the African National Congress, that on instances where we governed on our own, in the last term, we had about 61%. We could only build about 14,000 houses. When we got 48% of the election of the electorate, we could only build we built more houses, about 61,000 houses. So it tells you that those checks and balances, and we had to implement things with speed.
Yes,
we're no longer too comfortable that we are leading on our own. So we have to do things that we have not done. Two days ago, John. Just a last point. 2 days ago, I went to open a new reservoir, replacing a reservoir that was built in 1919. For the first time, 18 megaliters. That one that was built in 1919 was a 10 megaliter up supplying the community of Brakpan. So this is what we've been able to do. 29 reservoirs in 5 years, which is the same number of reservoirs that we inherited since 2000. So the record is unmatched.
Right, we'll come back to our guests in a moment. We are engaging with the AIC, with the ANC. We're focusing on Ekurhuleni, and we'll be doing that in the second half of the show with guests from Action SA, the IFP, and the ACDP. Marion's calling from Kempton Park. We'll get her thoughts in a moment. Right, we've got quite a few questions. I'm going to line them up, and then we'll give our candidates a chance to answer them. Marion, thanks for being so patient. Calling from Kempton Park. Hi.
Hi there. Yes, so my question is with regard to the sewage. The area that I live in, the residents have literally got sewage coming up to their kitchen doorstep, seeping into their homes. The stench is absolutely indescribable in certain areas of Nero Park, which is a suburb of Kempton Park. They've developed and built two huge office complexes literally bordering the Nero Park and the back end of the airport, but they've not upgraded the sewage system to cope with all the extra sewage that's coming through the system.
Okay.
There's a wetland area that has just been absolutely decimated because of the sewage seeping into the wetlands. It's completely overgrown, and we've lost all the bird life that's within that wetland area. And this has been going on since 2008. And I'm sorry, they can say what they like. If they haven't got it right in all these years, in 12 years, they've not been able to fix it because of the corruption in the ANC municipality. I've got absolutely no faith that they'll ever get it right.
Marion, thanks. I was going to ask you when this started. So 2008. Let's take one more before we get responses. Isaac in Olifantsfontein. Hi, Isaac.
Hi, yeah, so my question is to the ANC is, I lived in Tshwane for 20 years and I now just moved into Ekurhuleni since April. And I'm paying 3 to 4 times higher than what I was paying in Tshwane for rent and taxes and water bill. So I need to know why is that so high, and how is the ANC going to reduce it to a reasonable amount, because it's too high. Just paying for water for 2,400 a month, just water. I mean, it's something out of this world. And I'm not even using it. It's just a connection. Thank you.
Thanks, Isaac. So, Mr. Ngodwana, let's start with you. The sewage in Bonaero Park. What can you share with Marion, who's deeply frustrated about that? And then I'll give Mayor Masina a chance to respond as well. Mr. Ngodwana, the sewage problem in Bonaero Park?
Sorry, God, I didn't get that one.
The sewage problem in Bonaero Park that Marion was raising, why is it proving so difficult to solve?
I think, Jonah, what I would say is that we note for that problem. We'll escalate it and try to find out what is so difficult to be solved. Then, because it's the first time that I hear about that, but
Okay. Mayor Masina, if you could talk, please, about the Bonaero Park issue and then Isaac's question about the rates and taxes, saying much, much higher than he paid in Tswane.
You know what is the problem, John, especially towards the election or when people just call? You take an isolated incident, you make it a section-wide problem. I was in Bonaero Park, I think, 2-3 days ago. I didn't come across sewage, and it doesn't mean that that problem doesn't exist in that specific area. So what the caller should do is to report the incident, and then we send our engineers to sort it out. But to say the entire Bonaero Park is full of sewage is not true. We can take a drive now there. There's probably an incident or two which could be resolved if reported. And I really would like to add, because I've noticed generally that people, instead of reporting issues, they go on radio to try and grandstand about things. As she rightfully said, I was the first to admit to say that the infrastructure is old. It cannot cope with in-migration. And we do have a challenge. So I was upfront with regard to that issues. But to say the sewer is all over, I don't think that is it's far from the truth. So what she must do, she must report that specific...
How do you know she hasn't?
I don't know, because I don't know of a reference number. She would give you a reference number. Because
I didn't ask her for one. I would assume, yes, though, someone who has sewage in their area would report.
I'm taking into confidence that every incident that is reported is resolved within 24 hours. That is our standard procedure in terms of all the issues that have been brought to our attention. So I'm urging her that for that specific incident in Bonaero Park, in that area or that house, let it be reported. Let's see whether or not we cannot be able to resolve it even now, because government doesn't stop working.
Yes.
With regards to what Isaac is raising of the billing, there are not one or twice, three or four independent studies that Egoleni provides a cheaper billing as compared to our sister metros yet. I think he needs to check his facts, or he needs to check whether or not there's not someone who's connected to his system illegally for him to be paying high. But generally, if you're talking about billing and the rates, our rates in Egoleni are much better compared to Johannesburg and so on. And this is a fact that is confirmed by different independent institutions that do benchmarking of the institutions.
Mzwandile Masina, speaking on behalf of the African National Congress. He is the incumbent mayor in Ekurhuleni. Sivuyile Ngodwana joined us from the African Independent Congress. Three more parties to engage with us on the state of things in the metro, but more particularly to talk about what they plan to do about it should they be successful in their bid for votes. 28 minutes past five.